Well, good afternoon, brethren. Give me a second here to get organized a little bit. Okay. First of all, I'd like to say that Mr. Segley has given me some extra time to speak today. So I'll be speaking around 20 to 25 minutes. I don't want anyone to rush the lectern in case I go over time. So, before I start my message, my best friend and wife, Jean, and I would like to take a few minutes to introduce you to a new activity for brethren to spread the good news of the kingdom of God. Mr. Graham Thomas, in his excellent message last week, mentioned that it is very important to meet people where they are. Jesus showed us this outreach principle when he spoke to the Samaritan woman at the Jacob well in John chapter 4. Brethren, Jesus did not wait for people to come to him. Our role model and his disciples showed us in many Bible stories the important principle to meet people where they are. Brethren, this new outreach activity will give the followers of Jesus another outreach activity to go where people are and give them the opportunity to learn about the good news of the kingdom of God. This new outreach includes this 3x5 card, which is on the display. To my right would be your left. This 3x5 card has 16 pictures of UCG booklets that people can order free. Currently, followers of Jesus include these 3x5 cards in an envelope when they pay their bills. Sometimes you have to cut the edge a little bit because a lot of envelopes are narrow. Some followers of Christ insert them in pre-addressed return envelopes that they receive with free return postage. These two activities can be done without leaving the house. Currently, some followers of our Lord pin these on public bulletin boards in retail establishments like Starbucks. Whenever we used to go to Starbucks, I used to take one of these and pin it on the bulletin board. Some disciples place them in waiting rooms in a medical office, laundromats, hotel rooms, and airplanes when they travel. I know when we were at the feast, before we left our hotel room, we went ahead and placed one of these in the room so that the cleaning lady could see it. This brings me to the new outreach program. You see, brethren, if you staple or tape a rubber band to these cards, okay, these 3x5 cards, they become door hangers. So you can actually walk the community, get a little exercise, and at the same time, place these on the door handles of homes and let God intervene and do what he needs to do when he's ready. There are a lot of homes in Orange County, and so you don't have to do it just around your community. You could walk or drive into another area in Orange County and place the cards on door handles in that area. Jean and I also at one time used to insert them mail slots on the door, the mail slots on the door. It's legal to insert these through those slots. You can't put it in the mailbox. You could either hang it on the door or you could put it through one of those mail slots. Jean and I used to do this in business communities, where we would drive to a community where there's a lot of businesses and we would walk that business, and we would put, not these, but we would put Good News magazines. But you could do that with this 3x5 card. Jesus said in Romans 22:12, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work." And these outreach activities will help us build treasures in heaven. So, brethren, if you have any questions about these different outreaches, please contact either Gene or myself, and we'll answer any questions that you might have. So now that, with that said, it brings me to my God-inspired message that I will be given today. In my previous message, The Power of Nutrition, one of the great lessons or takeaways was this: the key to good nutrition is focusing on consuming foods as close to their natural state as possible, just as God intended when they created food and man. The supporting scriptures were Genesis 1:29 and Daniel chapter 1, verse 12. Brethren, today most people overlook the negative effects of processed foods and fast foods on our body. Today, as we all know, or should know, most processed foods and fast foods lack nutrition, they contain harmful ingredients, and they cause health problems. The Bible says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Therefore, the only purpose of this message is to give you information that will increase your knowledge on why it is very important to ask for God's guidance and inspiration about continuing to eat non-organic processed foods. The title of this message is Truth About Non-Organic Processed Foods. Let's start by looking at a law just passed by the state of California. On October 8, 2025, California passed the first in the nation law to phase out harmful ultra-processed foods from public school lunches, starting in 2028 and eliminating them completely by 2035. These harmful ultra-processed foods are processed foods that are high in saturated fat, sugar, salt, colors, flavors, stabilizers, and preservatives. These harmful ultra-processed foods offer little nutritional value and are linked to health problems, including high risk of heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and developmental harms. Brethren, by passing this bill, our California politicians are finally being honest with us and telling us how harmful our processed foods have become today. I could be wrong, brethren, but if politicians were really concerned with nutrition and health of the people, this law would have been passed a long time ago to protect all people and not only the children in public schools starting in 2035. Brethren, processed foods were developed by food manufacturers to promote convenience, taste, long shelf life, and a lot of profit. It was not nutrition. Brother, you and me and the rest of the world's population have been eating harmful processed foods for a long time. And it's no wonder that so many people today have health problems. Mr. Sagley, in his message last week regarding the upside-down society we live in, I heard him report that 96% of the world population have health problems. Brethren, based on my research over the last 2.5 years, this does not surprise me at all. Brethren, now let's look at just one major health problem linked to processed foods. Brethren, obesity is a serious problem. According to the Center for Disease Control and Protection, during the years 2017 and 2020, 41.9% of the U.S. population over 20 years old were obese, and 9.2% were severely obese. Brethren, this is a total of 51.1%, and it does not include people overweight and on their way to becoming obese. Obesity is defined as having a body mass index of 30.0 or higher, and severe obesity is defined as having a BMI of 40 or more. Brethren, obesity is a serious health problem. According to the CDC, being overweight or obese is a chronic condition that increases the risk of high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and 13 types of cancer. Brethren, in an upside-down society, nutrition is not as important to food manufacturers as convenience, taste, a long shelf life, and a lot of profit. Now let's look at some examples of harmful ultra-processed foods. There are snacks like chips, cookies, crackers, and candy bars. There are beverages like sugary soft drinks and energy drinks. There's ready-to-eat and frozen meals like packaged pizza, frozen dinners, and instant noodles. Processed meats like hot dogs. And I love the hot dogs. I used to love the hot dogs at Costco, but no more. Turkey bacon, turkey sausage, and chicken nuggets. Mass-produced baked goods like packaged breads and many commercial breakfast cereals. Brethren, I have been eating many of these foods for a long time. It is no wonder that today I live with 2 stents in my heart, cancer, numbness on the bottom of my feet, and an immune system that is below normal. Now, brethren, let's take a look at more evidence on why it is prudent to stay away from consuming processed foods. According to the FDA, the GRAS system allows GRAS stands for Generally Recognized as Safe. According to the FDA, food manufacturers are required to list all ingredients in the food unless ingredients are subject to this GRAS exemption. Unfortunately, the FDA GRAS program has legal loopholes that allow companies to add new, potentially harmful additives to processed foods and drinks without undergoing the FDA safety review and without listing them as an ingredient. According to the FDA, the GRAS system allows manufacturers to self-affirm that ingredients are safe. Some GRAS ingredients are known to have safety concerns such as BHA and BHI, which are all antioxidants. Risks associated with their use include potential endocrine disruption, toxic organs like liver and lungs, and an increased risk in cancer as documented in animal studies. Brethren, please remember the goal, and don't forget the goal of most food manufacturers that makes non-organic processed foods is not nutrition. It's convenience, taste, a long shelf life, and a lot of profit. Brethren, the FDA GRAS program is very concerning to me because for many years I have let food manufacturers in this upside down society make nutritional decisions for me, and it has resulted in many health problems for me. But there's good news. Brethren, organic processed food is not regulated by the inadequate FDA GRAS program. Instead, it falls under the USDA National Organic Program, NOP, for its organic claims and labeling. The NOP is separately regulated framework, and it's more stringent. So it's much more stringent than the GRAS program. Brethren, if you're going to eat processed foods, please eat organic processed foods. Now, brethren, let's look at more evidence on why it is prudent to stay away from consuming most processed foods which are not organic. In October 2025, the FDA recalled nearly 4 million pounds of chicken corn dogs made by Foster Farms. Batches contain dangerous wood fragments embedded in the batter. This is not the first time. 58 million pounds were recalled earlier in the year. 16 brands of cinnamon were recalled. In October 2025, the Food and Drug Administration announced the recall of 16 brands of cinnamon due to high levels of lead. The next recall involved Big Ben's original rice. On October 2025, the FDA announced the recall of Ben's original rice products due to the presence of small stones that would cause oral or digestive tract injury when consumed. In October 2025, the FDA recalled Bowtie Pasta. The Bowtie Pasta was supplied by Fresh Creative Foods and contained with a bacteria called Listeria. The contaminated food included ready-to-eat meals and pasta salads. The food was sold across stores in 15 states and caused severe illnesses. Brethren, according to the FDA, and you can go to their website and verify all this information, there have been more than 226 food and beverage recalls in the first 10 months of 2025. Brethren, After gaining knowledge about all these recalls, I now question the integrity of all quality control systems of all non-organic food manufacturers in this upside-down society. Brethren, let's begin to close this message by reviewing the three takeaways. Have I been moving the slides? Okay. The first takeaway is this. Most processed foods are void of nutrients and are high in saturated fats, sugar, salt, colors, flavors, stabilizers, preservatives, and other harmful chemicals. These harmful chemicals are linked to health problems, including high risk of heart disease, diabetes, obesity, cancer, and developmental harms in people. Brethren, the more I learn about processed foods, the more I understand how processed foods and fast foods are one of the major causes of the world's health problems. The second takeaway is this. It's very important to start gaining knowledge about today's non-organic processed foods and fast foods. The Bible says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Hosanna 4:6. By educating ourselves about what goes into our food, we can make better informed decisions that lead to healthier outcomes. The third takeaway is this. It's very important to stop eating as early as possible non-organic processed foods and fast foods and start eating more nutritious and healthy foods. I wish I would have known that when I was younger. Paul said in Corinthians 10:31, "Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." Brethren, God designed our bodies to heal itself. And if we stop eating unhealthy processed foods and fast foods and start eating nutritious and healthy foods, our bodies will begin to heal. Brethren, the society and world we live in is not only upside down, it's made by man and not God. Today I have given you information and knowledge to support the fact that God's future saints should strongly consider eating food as natural as possible, just as God created them. Brethren, I know some of this information in this message might make you feel uncomfortable. However, the information is what it is, and it's accurate and true. Now, brethren, it's time to do the right thing.